With students preparing for classes, an update to COVID-19 guidelines for schools and childcare in Washington will no longer require high-risk individuals to be directly notified of exposure. Those facilities will still be required to have a process to share information on outbreaks. Clarkston School District Superintendent Thana Knowlton says students won't notice any change in day-to-day operations.
We're just hoping that we can have a normal start of a school year and a normal middle and a normal end. Throughout my career, this is the only time where anything this disruptive has happened.
So-called test-to-stay programs, which allow close contacts to continue in-person learning if they test negative for the virus, are no longer recommended. The updated guidelines clarify that children and staff who show any COVID-19-like symptoms are required to stay home and should get tested. People who test positive are required to isolate a minimum of 5 days, counting the first day of symptoms as day zero. I'm Rachel Sun.